Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Father John Martinez is still with us, and I'm going to keep him on for the remainder of the show. Mark Glenn of the American Free Press will join us in a few minutes. In regard to where we've been up to this point, in regard to territory already covered on the show, Paul Craig Roberts has a must-read post at antiwar.com entitled U.S.-Israel Policy Harms Both Countries. And then, of course, we've been talking about Patricia Cohen's piece yesterday in the New York Times in their book section entitled The Israel Lobby and U.S. Foreign Policy. Folks, the Israeli lobby is going after two Jews, John Mearsheimer of the University of Chicago and Stephen Walt of the Kennedy School of Government in Harvard. They started to say, both at the London Review of Books, as well as in lectures, as well as in their forthcoming book on September the 4th, that the Israeli lobby is having a disproportionate and very deleterious effect on the foreign policy of the United States. That's abundantly obvious, isn't it? Yet Abraham Foxman also has a book coming out on September the 4th entitled The Deadliest Lies, The Israel Lobby and the Myth of Jewish Control. That's going to be put out by Palgrave Macmillan. George P. Shultz, sycophant par excellence, former Secretary of State of the United States, says in the foreword of Foxman's book, this is a conspiracy theory, pure and simple. And scholars of great universities, meaning Mearsheimer and Walt, should be ashamed to promulgate it. Folks, George P. Shultz is speaking lies. Abraham Foxman is speaking lies. There is a conspiracy theory that is not crazy, but entirely factual and supportable. And it is that the Israeli lobby and the domestic Jewish lobby control central banking. They control the American government. They own the American news media. They have a disproportionate influence in the culture of this country, our educational institutions, as well as our foreign policy. And that gets into what Father Martinez and I have been talking about in the last hour. If you look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 8 through 12, or look at Matthew chapter 13, it becomes abundantly clear that there are plenty of people out there who, according to Jesus Christ, can see and hear physically, but who cannot see and hear spiritually. They do not discern, they do not understand, says Jesus. And then, of course, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, where the Apostle Paul is talking about a great lie, a great deception that will come upon the entire world, that will have satanic influence and satanic powers and principalities and signs and wonders behind it, we are told that Satan will cause many to believe a lie, many to be deluded. That is then the basis for the introduction of our next guest this morning, even as we keep Father Martinez on. And that's Mark Glenn of the American Free Press. Mark, how are you, sir?
Marcus.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine, how are you doing? How's things in San Antonio, Texas?
Well, as I was saying to Father Martinez, they have been extremely wet. We've been on the edge of these monsoon rains here that have been taking place in the coast of Texas. And yet, as I was also saying to Father Martinez, we briefly had what I believe to be a significant proleptic sign from Jesus, and that is that the sun briefly crept out, which suggests to me that the physical truth of that, however brief, tells me that there's also a spiritual truth involved in that, and that is that for all of us who have been fighting these same issues with all the same frustrations, there will be, the Lord assures us, a light at the end of the tunnel.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you're tired of the gray and the raining and the storming, come up here to North Idaho. We haven't seen a drop of water in months.
A drop of water in a month? Well, now, that's an idea from when we come back. Maybe Mark Dankoff will spend a month in Idaho. Mark Glenn will bring his family down to San Antonio, Texas. I've got my apartment at least refurbished enough that I wouldn't be ashamed to show it to Mark and his family. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio and RBN. Back with Mark Glenn, back with Father Martinez. Stay tuned.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guests today are Father John Martinez and Mark Glenn of the American Free Press. As I was mentioning at an earlier point in the show, I now have Father John Martinez's home telephone number, which is confidential. I'm not going to give that out over the air, obviously, but it's now in my cell phone memory. I'm going to give Father Martinez a call probably Monday or Tuesday this coming week, to tap him on the knowledge that I know that he has on certain subjects for next week's show, including what Father Martinez has to say about secret societies, among other things. I've been covering a couple of news items in the first couple of hours of this show. Paul Craig Roberts has a must-read piece at antiwar.com entitled U.S.-Israel Policy Harms Both Countries. Dr. Roberts says what Mark Glenn has been bringing to the fore for quite some time now at the American Free Press, and that is that the USS Liberty was deliberately attacked by Israel on June the 8th, 1967. We've also taken a look at Patricia Cohen's piece for the New York Times yesterday in the book section entitled The Israel Lobby and U.S. Foreign Policy. That is the title of the book written by two Jewish men, folks, John Mearsheimer of the University of Chicago and Stephen Walt of Harvard University, which says, in effect, that the Israeli lobby is having a damaging and disproportionate influence in American foreign policy. Surprise, surprise. And just for saying that, these guys, whose book is coming out September the 4th, have already had a lot of slings and arrows tossed at them as a result of what they have said for the London Review of Books. Now, here you go, folks. This is what I want to serve up for Mark Glenn here. The New York Times also reports, Pat Cohen does with the New York Times, that opponents of Mearsheimer and Walt are prepared. Just as their book, entitled The Israel Lobby and U.S. Foreign Policy, is being released on September the 4th, so, coincidence of coincidence, Palgrave Macmillan is releasing Abraham Foxman's new book, the national director of the Anti-Defamation League. The title of that book is The Deadliest Lies, The Israel Lobby, and The Myth of Jewish Control. And, of course, George P. Shultz, the former Secretary of State of the United States, says in the foreword of Fox's book, quote, listen to this, folks, the notion that pro-Israel groups have anything like a uniform agenda and that U.S. policy on Israel and the Middle East is the result of their influence is simply wrong. This is a conspiracy theory, pure and simple, and scholars at great universities should be ashamed to promulgate it, unquote. Mark, what is your take on that bunk this morning?
Well, I couldn't really add any more than what you said, the four-letter word that you used to describe it, Mark, which is bunk. But, you know, we have to keep something in mind that there is nothing new about this tendency to bald-facedly lie to people in the face of what is overwhelming counter-evidence. If you look back at the book of Acts, apostles, when the apostles were going out and preaching, the Pharisees went to the apostles and they said, we told you not to speak in this man's name, and yet you are determined to make us guilty of his blood. When everyone there knew that it was the rabbis who were responsible for having Jesus executed, and yet they were already trying to promulgate this lie that they had nothing to do with it.
And going back to put this into context, Mark, and of course Father Martinez would know all about this, in Matthew chapter 27, the one of the gospel accounts of the false trial and framing of Jesus Christ, quite clearly, when the Jews are calling for Pontius Pilate to release Barabbas instead of Jesus, and Pilate says, you know, I'm washing my hands of this whole thing. Basically, I don't want to be guilty of the blood of an innocent man. The Jews there specifically say in Matthew chapter 27, his blood be upon us and our children.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that the lesson that we can derive from this is that these people lie all the time. They lie about everything. You know, there's an old joke that people often use when talking about corrupt politicians or whatever, and they say, you always know that they're lying if their mouth is open. And as quaint as it may sound in this case, I think that this is exactly the truth. These people lie about everything. I mean, it's not an accident that the motto of their intelligence service, Mossad, is by way of deception, thou shalt do war. So it really, really, more than anything else, it just goes to show the unbridled nerve of these people that they would actually attempt to create some type of a scholarly intellectual argument in the form of this book that you're talking about. I mean, it just really goes to show you two things. First of all, the chutzpah under which they operate, their word, not mine, number one. And number two, what low opinion they hold of the rest of us in terms of our collective intelligence, that they actually think that people are going to be stupid enough to buy into this.
Yeah, to me, they in effect are so desperate that they are doing the very thing. I mean, they, in my judgment, they're blowing their own feet off here. I mean, they're basically undertaking a methodology of refutation that's proving what they're trying to disprove.
Mm-hmm. But then again, Mark, we do have to keep something in mind, too. You know, a tyrant once quipped within the course of the last century that if you repeat a lie often enough, the lie is believed. OK, okay? And likewise, this is the way that these people operate. I mean, they operate, unfortunately, under the truth that the American people are not very good at what we would call critical thinking. They don't really pay attention to the news. They're more interested in some sports star who has involved himself in some type of pit bull fighting or something like that. They're more interested in that than they are knowing what's going on in their world, in the politics of their own country. And so to a certain degree, it does work in their favor. I mean, if they can muddy the waters, so to speak, I mean, keep that in mind. You're dealing with somebody where when you get into the boxing ring with them, the first thing that they do is that they throw sand in your eyes so that you can't see clearly enough to fight. And this is what they do with us intellectually. They're constantly throwing inanities, constantly throwing contradictions and convolutions of reality and things like that into the mix so that we cannot see clearly and thus we cannot think clearly, which results in us not being able to fight effectively. And so as surprised as I am to hear about this book being released, at the same time, I have to say as well, I'm not that surprised.
Yes, I'm not either. And again, as I've said to the listeners already, I think that the level of desperation that these guys are showing is an indication of just where things are, that the American public is fed up with this war. The American public is seeing what has happened to them through this centralized banking system. At least a few thinking people are totally disgusted with what's happened to this country culturally. And again, Foxman clearly is trying to prime the pump here. I think ultimately it's an act of desperation that will clearly be revealed in the long run for what it is. Now, Mark, I want to say something to you here, and you can quote from your own website with great care because of the person you were quoting, particularly for the ears of the listeners and for Father Martinez, since this is a decent show. Mm-hmm. Last night I was looking at your website, Mark, Crescent and Cross. My wife, who was about 20 feet away doing something with the apartment, says to me, "Who is that woman?" There is a picture of a woman on your website in the front page, an absolutely repulsive picture. The picture is of a Jewish comedienne by the name of Sarah Silverman. I was not familiar with her, thankfully, until I looked at your news page, so I'm always learning new things through Crescent and Cross. But when I learned who she was and what she said about Jesus Christ, it puts into perspective what you've always said, Mark, and that is that when we talk about the Israeli lobby, it's not simply a question of ending our support for Zionism in the Middle East. We also need to end the pernicious influence that these people have had in the domestic culture of this country. Now, this Silverman thing is just a microcosmic example of this par excellence. Share with us what I'm talking about, what I saw on your website last night.
Well, what I have on the front of the website is this picture that you described of her. It looks as if she's at some type of Hollywood gathering where she's posing for a picture or something like that. And rather than display the kind of refined class that we are told God's chosen people generally possess, she has struck a pose that, there's just no other way to put it other than it's an extremely vulgar pose. And then, of course, what I have underneath that is a quote that I lifted from one of her comedy routines where she's talking about the crucifixion of Jesus. And again, as you requested, I will be cautious with how accurately I quote her. But she said, in effect, that she hopes that the Jews did kill Jesus, and that if she had the opportunity to do it again, she would do it in a second. Now, this obviously, you know, a lot of people, when I released this quote in the recent article that accompanied it that I wrote, a lot of people said, "Oh, well, you're just blowing this out of context," and she was making a joke about X, Y, and Z. But I don't know how you can contextualize something like this and still have it come out smelling like a rose.
And we might ask what would happen if a Gentile comedian said similar things about the Jewish religion. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned for Mark Leonard from Father Martinez.
I'll tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103. And let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We are joined today both by Father John Martinez and also by Mark Glenn of the American Free Press. And I've been covering a couple of news items of particular note in the first hour of the show. Paul Craig Roberts' post at antiwar.com entitled, U.S.-Israel Policy Harms Both Countries. Also take a look at the New York Times of yesterday. In the book section, Patricia Cohen's post entitled, The Israel Lobby in U.S. Foreign Policy. That is the same title as the book coming out on September the 4th, written by John Mearsheimer of the University of Chicago and Stephen Walt of Harvard University, saying that Israel and their lobby has had a disproportionate influence on the foreign policy of the United States. That's abundantly obvious, isn't it, folks? and both Mearsheimer and Walt happen to be Jewish. What is Foxman going to say now? That these guys are anti-Semites? Stay tuned. Mark, before we kind of get Father Martinez back into the mix of this conversation, what are you doing with the American Free Press as of late?
Well, just the usual. I haven't. I am working on an extended special piece that the American Free Press is going to be putting out, not as a weekly newspaper, but as a supplement on the USS Liberty. It's basically like a series of diary entries that I wrote while I was there at the reunion, something that puts more of a human face on these men and what they have gone through, to show that, you know, these are our friends, our neighbors, our brothers, our husbands, our sons. You know, this is something that far too often gets missed in these very sterile accounts of what took place that day. And so that'll be coming out. And then, as usual, I mean, and as you know, Mark, you know, these days, being something of a news hound and a news junkie and somebody who comments on the news, you really can't take your eye off the ball for a second because things are happening so quickly. And so as far as my work with American Free Press goes, I have to pick two of the most important stories of that week to write about, but this is becoming an increasingly difficult job as the stories are beginning to really compete with each other in terms of which is the most important. You know, it's you know, I didn't realize until stepping in with American Free Press how difficult a job this can be to figure out which is the more important thing to write about. And as I said before, I mean, we cannot take our eyes off the ball for a second because just being away from the news for a day, you really have to play catch up in a very substantive way, to the point where taking a day off requires sometimes 2 days worth of work to get caught up. But that basically it is in a nutshell. You know, we're still plodding along, you know, and we always will. The people there at the paper are the most dedicated people that I've ever met, that I've ever worked with, despite some of the very serious challenges that they've had to face in recent years. Let's face it, you know, this has to be a labor of love to do this because certainly none of us are getting rich doing what we do.
Yes, and that is the understatement of the year. Let me ask you something, Mark, that Father Martinez was talking about earlier. He cited some statistics that I was not aware of because I sometimes wonder, you know, if there's anybody out there who hears my show, although occasionally I get these notes that assure me that there are folks listening. He was saying that Michael Powers at RBN had answered a question for Father Martinez some time back where he said that, oh, there are approximately about 52,000 people on average who listen to my show. Mike Piper and Rick Adams basically have about three times that audience, apparently, in their time segments. And Father Martinez was estimating that his own ads for the books and materials that he's putting out have probably reached a total of about 2 million people, and yet he's had about 32 actual orders for his book. Now, of course, this kind of puts into perspective what we're up against, it seems to me, all of us, not just Father Martinez, but you, me, Piper, Chris Petherick, Mark Anderson, Hesham Talawi, all of these other folks. What would you say, Mark, to Father Martinez and to me and to Talawi and to others that always seem to be operating right on the edge financially? There's always a sense of consternation that we're putting out so much energy and time and effort for something that so oftentimes seems discouraging. What's your spin on that, Mark?
Well, we have to remember that human nature is such that it resists change. Human nature is such that people always try to take the path of least resistance. And so what we're talking about here is something, given the circumstances that we're facing in this country, this is great change, and this is what makes people uncomfortable. They don't want to involve themselves in it. But nevertheless, what other choice do we have? Do we just simply lay down and die?
Or do we get up and fight? We'll be back with both Mark Lynn and Father John Martinez, the This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined today by Mark Glenn of the American Free Press and Crescent and Cross. Also joined today by Father John Martinez. And as I've mentioned to the listeners, I'm going to be talking to Father Martinez on the telephone in a couple of days. I'll probably call him at home on Monday or Tuesday to chat about some specific things that I want Father Martinez to bring to the fore in future Friday editions of this show. Very fine listener contacted me to indicate that Father Martinez would be an excellent source of information when it comes to certain topics. And I want to cover some of these things with Father Martinez on the telephone and then bring him up to bring these things to the fore for all of the listeners. And speaking of materials, I have a listener from Pennsylvania who sends to me a URL for a most sickening thing. Now, folks, I am a pastor. I shouldn't speak this disrespectfully, but I told Mark Glenn on the telephone the other day, we were discussing Alan Dershowitz. And I said to Mark Glenn, you know, and of course the day I was talking with Mark, I wasn't feeling particularly well. I've been a little on the exhausted side covering some issues for a lot of other people who need my help and trying to keep this broadcast going and opening up my German study to try and finish my degree at Westminster this year. But at any rate, I said to Mark on the telephone, I said, you know, if I ever needed to induce vomiting, I would probably read something written by Alan Dershowitz. Here it is, folks, a listener who was not party to that conversation with Mark Glenn, a very fine listener from Pennsylvania, sends me a post this morning. Alan Dershowitz of Harvard Law School is on the Kennedy School of Government website trying to discredit Walton Mearsheimer. And he sends me the URL for this, which, again, I'm not going to look at so I can get through the broadcast. But the entire Dershowitz treatise is in a PDF format, and I believe I have forwarded this thing to Mark Glenn so that if he is not already sick enough of Alan Dershowitz, he can read some new materials. So, Mark, check your email this week, and there's some additional Alan Dershowitz stuff coming to you courtesy from a very fine listener of mine, Rob, up there in Pennsylvania. You can thank him personally on the air.
Our own form of Ipecac syrup, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, Alan Dershowitz, folks. Now, Abe Foxman has been enlisted by the Israeli lobby to write a book and had to have George Shultz write the foreword trying to trash Mearsheimer and Walt. And now, of course, Alan Dershowitz weighs in, this great and wonderful defender of O.J. Simpson, among other things. And Dershowitz now has his PDF file out there that is on the website of the Kennedy School of Government. Folks are pulling out every stop that they can, but the truth moves forward. Paul Craig Roberts' piece today at antiwar.com tells you all that you need to know, along with the writings of Mark Glenn and Michael Collins Piper, about what nonsense this Israeli lobby really is in regard to truth. Now, they're as effective as all get out in the promotion of falsehood, but it's our job to continue trying to expose them in the days ahead. Mark, Father Martinez was talking about Matthew chapter 13 and about the fact that Jesus speaks of those who physically can see and hear, but who cannot spiritually see and hear. Is this really what we're up against in the final analysis?
Sure. I mean, we deal with it every day, Mark. I mean, look at what, you know, I was talking with my eldest daughter last night, and we were talking about the state of the world and what's going on. And, you know, whereas 20 years ago, your average conservative Orthodox Christian, and I use the word Orthodox with a small O, I don't mean necessarily that sect of Christianity, but rather what would be considered a mainstream Christian, whereas 15 or 20 years ago, the average Christian could justifiably, you know, maintain a certain sense of unawareness about what is going on, and in particular with what's going on with this thing that we call Jewish influence, but not today. It is so blatant. It's so in their face. It's everywhere they look. Just about everything they do. We are living in a world where everything that used to be Christian has been replaced with something that in some way aids in this thing known as the Jewish agenda. And how these people today cannot see this really is a miracle of sorts. It is so blatant and it's so in our faces, and yet you have this particular group of people, and I personally know quite a few of these people. A lot of these people are very out and in the open, where they throw their allegiance in as Christians with the Jews and with what the Jews are trying to do in the world. And then you have some people who just simply maintain this state of complacency, this state of, oh, well, with regards to the world and how it's falling apart. But there's no doubt in my mind, Mark, answering your question, there's no doubt in my mind that this is what we were told would happen with regards to this deception and how people they would be under this spell, they would be in this trance to where they could not make out black from white. And clearly this is the case today. You know, something I haven't visited in a while, I was surfing through the net, and I came across some pro-life anti-abortion websites, and obviously you run into a lot of pictures of these little children, some of which were literally just a few minutes or a few hours from being born, and the manner by which they had literally been hacked to pieces. Now, you know, growing up in the United States today, we see a lot of movies. You know, we have a very graphic movie system in this country with regards to violence and blood and things like this. And so I think to a certain degree this has desensitized a lot of us when it comes to seeing human beings, these creatures who were made in God's image, whether they are children or whether they're adults, being hacked to pieces. But as I'm looking at these children that literally have just been, look like they have been run through a meat grinder, you know, this thing that we have in our country that is responsible for murdering as many as 5,000 children a day for the last 30-something years, you know, this is something that was injected into our culture by these Jewish gangsters. These weren't fundamentalist Christians who shoved this down our throats. These weren't radical Islamic fanatics who did it. These were Jews who did it. These were Jews like Alan Dershowitz and Abe Foxman and the others who have made sure that it has remained legal for the last 35 years. And this is just one aspect, Mark, and this is why I suppose I get so impatient when I deal with people who say, well, we've got to deal with Israel, we've got to deal with Zionism. And I tell them, listen, you get rid of Israel today, you get rid of Zionism today, and we still have at least 80% of the problem to deal with. Our own culture, our own country, I'm not just talking about the United States, I'm talking about virtually every Christian country in the world. Every aspect of this, what we would call the body of Christ, has been infected by this disease. If we get rid of Israel today, if we get rid of Zionism today, we still have to deal with abortion. We still have to deal with pornography. We still have to deal with the fact that our young people, that they have no mind of their own. They are just clones of what they see on MTV or whatnot. You know, we really do have a, I mean, it's, to call it a disaster is, in my opinion, an understatement. We just have really not begun to inherit the full scope of this thing. So, going back to your question, Mark, the bulk of the Christian world remains, for the most part, completely unaware of what is responsible for this. If they're not supporting it by saying, well, you know, the Jews are God's chosen people, and so therefore we're not supposed to do anything to make them feel bad or to speak out against them. If they're not doing that, then what they're doing is simply spiritualizing all of the problems by saying, well, the devil did it. You see, and this, again, this is something I don't understand. It is something that just drives me to the brink of madness. Go back and read your Gospels, people. Go back and read particularly the last section of each of the Gospels where Jesus is crucified. It wasn't the devil that was there calling for him to be crucified. It wasn't the devil who was bribing Pontius Pilate, bribing the people and threatening everybody. It was the Jews, you see. Now, you know, I have this theory, which is that as much as God in his greatness cannot manifest himself to the average human being, because it would be too immense of a picture for the average human being to see and to grasp, and so he chose to manifest his goodness in the person of Jesus Christ, a human being that we could see, we could relate to. By the same token, just as the devil cannot manifest the immensity of his evil in its raw form, because the average human being would probably recoil and would not have anything to do with the devil, by the same token, he has to mask his nature as well, and he has chosen to mask this nature in what we call the Jewish agenda. And, you know, these may sound like harsh words, but, you know, I'm not saying anything that's any more harsh than what was said by Jesus Christ himself or any of his apostles. Jesus was clear. He said that these people were the children of the devil. that they were liars. And you know, just one more thing, Mark, because I know I've been going on here for a while, but I was rereading the Gospel of Matthew last night, and I came across this particular passage where Jesus was talking about his words and the liability, the dangerous liabilities associated with not listening to his words. And he said, those who hear my words will be saved, but those who do not hear my words, it's like a man who has built his house on a foundation of sand. And when the storm comes in, the house will be demolished. And this is what happened to the Jews 2,000 years ago. They refused to hear his words, and so their house was destroyed when the storm came in the form of the Roman army. And by the same token today, the Christian world, because we have forgotten Jesus' words with regards to the evil of these people, our house also has been swept away. And that is why we have basically found ourselves in the same position that the Jews found themselves in 2,000 years ago when they rejected Jesus.
Well, let me ask you a question, Mark. I had Dr. Paul Cameron on the show a few days ago. He, of course, is the renowned experts in this whole area of homosexuality, and he represents the so-called Family Research Institute. He made the statement on this show that he thought the moral crisis of abortion and homosexuality was one threat to Western civilization. He said that the second involved illegal immigration. In his judgment, he thought the third was the threat being posed internally and externally to the West by the Islamic powers. Now, I asked Dr. Cameron what he would make of the fact that, in my view, there was a disproportionate amount of Jewish support for the abortion industry, the homosexual rights movement, and the illegal immigration ideology and industry. Paul conceded on the show that that was true, but said he really didn't know what to make of it. Mark Glenn, in terms of the abortion thing, which you've talked about a little bit this morning, what is really, in your view, behind, spiritually and culturally and politically, the fact that there is so much disproportionate Jewish support for the abortion industry in the United States and elsewhere? What's really behind this?
Well, I think that, in essence, the Jewish people do not like being told what to do, and in particular the rabbis. They don't like, you know, when you're dealing with a group of people who embrace an ideology that says that they are God's chosen people and that nothing that they can do will change this. I mean, I didn't realize this, Mark, until I began studying it myself, but this really is the core of what Jewish thinking is, whether they're religious or not. Their basic premise is that they, by virtue of the blood in their veins, are the apple of God's eye, and that there's nothing that they can do, no matter how evil a thing it is, there's nothing that they can do that is going to change that. Now, you know, it's my theory that when Moses came down from Mount Sinai bearing these tablets that say, thou shalt this and thou shalt that and thou shalt not this and thou shalt not that, I tend to think now, having looked at these things for the last couple of years, that these were things that had to be explained to them in black and white terms because they didn't understand them with what we would call just normal human reasoning. I think that these people have always been a rebellious lot of people who, you know, they didn't have it written upon their hearts that it's wrong to murder, that it's wrong to lie, that it's wrong to cheat, it's wrong to steal, it's wrong to try to steal your best friend's wife away from him. They've always been a rebellious lot of people, and it had to be explained to them in black and white terms. Now, likewise, today, when we look at all of these vices that have all but destroyed the Christian world, and the fact that there is this disproportional influence in all of these things from the what we would call the Jewish angle, the inescapable conclusion that we have to arrive at in all of this is that these people gravitate towards this the way that an alcoholic gravitates towards a whiskey store, okay? What other conclusion are we to come to in this? And so I do think that what it boils down to, well, it's like Al Goldstein said, okay, remember you sent me that that disgusting link last week where Al Goldstein, this millionaire Jewish pornographer who founded some type of a pornography empire, he said, we Jews tend to gravitate towards pornography because, in effect, Christianity stinks. Jesus Christ stinks. Catholicism stinks. We don't like being told what to do.
And you're cleaning up what they in fact said. I think that bears mentioning this morning.
Say that again, Mark.
You're even sanitizing what they said for the sake of listener sensibility. It was even worse than that.
Yes, it was. But I think that, and also, too, another famous pornographer by the name of Ron Jeremy, when he was interviewed once, he was asked why the Jews are so prevalent in the pornography business. And he said basically because Jews don't worry about going to hell. That was his basic answer, is that we Jews, we don't worry about going to hell the way that Christians do. And I think that goes a long way towards explaining why they're involved in all of these areas of vice.
We'll be back with Mark Glenn and with Father Martinez. I want to give them an opportunity to make some final statements in the closing minutes of the show. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
We're back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We've been joined today by Father John Martinez and also by Mark Leonard, the American Free Press. In the first hour of the show, I looked at two news items of particular interest. Paul Craig Roberts' post entitled, U.S.-Israel Policy Harms Both Countries. That's at antiwar.com. Then take a look at what Patricia Cohen says in the New York Times yesterday in the book section, a piece entitled The Israel Lobby and U.S. Foreign Policy. That is a review of the upcoming Mearsheimer Walt book, which is of the same title and which is coming out on September the 4th. I'll now, in the last 2 minutes of the broadcast, ask Father Martinez first and then Mark Glenn if we have time. What are you guys going to be up to in the days ahead? Father Martinez, you're still going to be promoting your book, obviously, right?
Yeah, I would tell you the second motion, the notion that we got the Jews on the run. You know, my mail, but you know, has been interfered by the United States Postal Service, so I do not know how many letters were, you know, not gotten here because of the United States Postal Service. Now the other one is that not everything is we see. Some light in the end of the tunnel. In other words, for example, Mr. Powell was speaking to one of the ladies, and she told me that in the last, I'm talking about the last 2 days or so, they are getting something like 140 hits an hour. There's something there, don't you think? Don't you think so?
Mark, in the last minute that you have here, what are you up to at AFP? I understand they had a very serious water leak there at the main office there in Washington, D.C. How's that going for those fine folks?
Well, from what I understand, they have recovered and they're back at work. You know, these guys, I can speak from a certain amount of experience having dealt with them. They're going to keep plugging forward. There's, you know, I mean, we all really are like junkies of sorts. You know, what else are we going to do? Are we going to sell used cars for a living? You know, this is what we have taken on, and I could just as soon see myself walking away from all of this as I could see myself walking away from my beautiful wife and my 8 beautiful kids. It's just not going to happen. And so, as far as what I, you know, let the enemy toss whatever they want to toss at us. It doesn't matter. We're going to keep going. We're going to keep doing what we're doing, and we know that at some point, and I don't just mean American Free Press, I mean, all of us, because we all are a part of this thing. At some point, we will be rewarded with a miracle that is going to allow us to get the upper hand on this situation. You know, God is not going to be mocked. He is not going to be defeated. He's going to have the last word. He is going to have the last laugh. And this is what we have to keep in mind. This is why the other side, why they have to invest all of their energies into acquiring money and power and all of these things, because these are the only things that they can use in realizing and in bringing into reality their agenda. They have to do it like this because it can't stand on its own by its own merits when weighed up against the truth. And so we just have to keep pushing forward, and we will let God take care of the rest.
Father John Martinez and Mark Lund of the American Free Press, God bless you both. I'll be back on Monday morning, 7 a.m. sharp Central Time, with Greg Felton of Vancouver, the author of The Host and the Parasite, How Israel's Fifth Column Consumed America. This is Mark Dankos, America, signing off today from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Remember, folks, RBN needs you. The American Free Press needs you. Congressman Ron Paul needs your support. And all three of those entities need it now. This is Mark Dankoff bidding you farewell and Godspeed today from San Antonio. See you Monday morning.
With recent